has happened before. They've canceled the appointment and they need to reschedule. Didn't really ring any bells to me as far as alarms didn't go off. And they called back a few times on Saturday morning after the whole power change or power went out and everything. After the rainstorm. Again, didn't know anything until I had looked online and saw where they had closed their offices. Abruptly closed their offices Friday.
You ever heard of this?
The employees were not told, from what I understand, the employees were not told until that morning when they came in that this is the last day.
Yeah, so there's really got
to be. I'm sorry, that just reeks of...
So if you use...
suspicious behavior.
Montgomery Southeastern Cardiologist Associates, they are closed for good. And you now need to figure out what to do next. And I'm just curious if anybody knows what happens, where they're going, what are you doing?
It's like, normally when a physician, they give you plenty of notes, like Dr. Entrigan.
They have to. Because, you know...
How do I get my prescriptions refilled? Like, if I'm out of refills and I got to get, you know... They got to cut me again. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know who your pharmacist is, but I would ask them...
Adams.
And ask them.
Oh, they would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would be able to figure that out for you. But
the one in Prattville.
I wonder if you're able to. So if you call that, if you call them.
I'm going to call them today.
Does anybody answer the phone?
Because I got to reschedule my appointment. But yeah, I'm going to call them today and find out, you know, what I need to do. But I guess I got to find a new cardiologist.
We've got a really good one.
Yes.
I mean, they're top notch.
I can't think of any reason for that to happen other than something
fishy.
Yeah.
Malpractice. Something seems a little weird. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I don't know what the deal is there.
Building, I don't know. Mighty strange.
But would love to hear from you if you have an idea.
Yeah, if you know any, have any insights. Be. And you don't necessarily have to go on the air. We're just curious.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Just talk to me.
Have you had a happy gooey year so far?
talk about changing the subject.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's time.
Gooey.
First of all, the month of March, they got the Dunkable Favorites menu at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. But they also, since January 1st, Spencer, who is Bob's son, who I've known since he was a tot, and now is a full-grown and thriving young businessman, and loves the restaurant business just like his dad, or the hospitality industry. Bob told me that's what it was because I made a comment once about Auburn, Alabama, something. I forget what I said, but he said, I'm in the hospitality business. I don't take sides anymore, even though I did play for Bear Bryant. Funny stuff. But the Spencer's come up with this gooey menu of great things like the gooey char-grilled potato stack. And by the way, when you look at, if you go to bobhowers.com, just hit menu. You can check out everything they have.
But you know, char-grilled chicken sandwich.
Yes, a large number of items that are less than what you're being asked to pay for fast food, which is incredible.
You know what I like on that menu there? Is the black and white salad bowl.
That is a favorite with white barbecue sauce. Right. Too. A little of that. Mm-hmm. That's the black and white salad bowl. It's only $12.98. And I believe you can't get out of Arby's for the mid-sized roast beef sandwich for less than that.
Yeah.
The gooey char-grilled chicken platter and the gooey char-grilled chicken and chips. That's only $8.98. They have a number of items all throughout the Baumhauer's menu that are under $10. Real food cooked by a real chef in real time and served to you by a real server as opposed to park over there and in about 10, 15 minutes we'll be out with whatever it was you ordered. There are still some great restaurants that are worth stopping and enjoying, plus 52 HD screens to enjoy whatever you want. Just let them know in the way of sports. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, and don't forget to join us there Wednesday nights, starting around 5 o'clock, the Knights of the Long Table. That's our new name. All right, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, quick check on traffic. And then SRN News is coming up.
Well, we're very busy all over the city, and we do have an accident now. This is going to be at the 1500 block of East Boulevard, right in front of the McDonald's there. An accident with injuries. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding to that intersection. We are already busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, and all the usual suspects this time of the morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Play. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
It's March 11th, the greatest day ever. On the 11th of March, 1997, Paul McCartney, founding member of the Beatles, was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Every British subject cheered with delight, with the exception of two mysterious and unknown figures named George and Ringo. Have a great March 11th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the Lumberjack.
Need some wood?
8 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
For shizzle.
The leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen is dead, although there are many more questions and answers regarding the death of the man who was worth millions to the U.S. government, which had placed a $5 million bounty on his head. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is standing tough in the face of another admonition from President Biden, who says that Israel should, quote, pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost in the war with Hamas in Gaza. China's National Congress has wrapped up its annual meeting, endorsing the leadership of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Charleston, South Carolina, recovering from record rainfall, flooding rains over the weekend, and there were a number of high water rescues. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 183 points. NASDAQ futures off 99. The S&P futures are down 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's the springtime. Time is changing. We just lost an hour.
Ugh.
It feels so early.
But the days will be longer.
Wake up with a hot shower.
Every year
want to stay in your bed?
It was too short of a night.
Need a little more rest.
Now 8 o'clock is 9. But you gotta get up, or else you're gonna be late.
Maybe that explains Al Pacino.
Oh, no. Did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right? To be. No, I'm not going to do it. No. Well, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that, and I will. Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes.
Hey Al, can you tell us who won for best?
Hoo-ah!
I'd like to know. Time for hard news brought to you by Penninger Factory Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
I don't know what the hell's going on with Boeing. Buddy, I hope you're not flying any of the jets this year because, first of all, and we mentioned this on Friday, a flight traveling from San Francisco to Japan, as Harry Truman called it, had to make an emergency landing in L.A. after an entire wheel fell off during takeoff. Now, somebody's lug nuts are not being tightened.
They usually put the whole wheel assembly on an airplane when they change the tires. And it's possible that they may not have secured the wheel properly.
I'm just wondering if the airplanes are held together with duct tape right now.
Yeah. I used to be scared when I was younger, but now as I get older, I'm like, you can't escape fate.
If something happens, it happens.
But wait a minute, this just in. Another story this morning. Yeah. 50 people injured by strong movement.
Fox News alert, dozens are hurt after another mishap on a Boeing plane. Yeah.
So the commercial flight was going from Sydney, Australia to New Zealand when it reportedly suffered a technical problem.
Yeah, another Boeing incident. This was early this morning and disturbing. 50 people hurt.
Yeah. I think there is good reason to wonder. Because these companies are all very dependent on government considerations and contracts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with that comes, well, you got to goose step to our DEI and all these other stupid rules. All I know is that when I get on a plane, I want to know that it was serviced by the best mechanics, that the people who are going to fly that plane are beyond qualified to do it and can handle any kind of emergency. And not they're not there because they met some stupid criteria.
How about the one other airline story overnight? Did you hear about the Indonesian flight where the pilot and the co-pilot fell asleep and traffic controllers couldn't talk to them for a half an hour?
Can I ask you a question?
They fell asleep.
And I'm just saying, let's put ourselves in the pilot seat for a moment here.
Yeah.
You're piloting a jet that at the low end is worth at least 50, more likely closer to $100 million.
Sure.
You have the lives of
a couple of hundred or three or even more, depending on the aircraft. Yeah.
And I would think just the weight of that responsibility would keep you awake.
Jeez.
They
both fell asleep for half an hour.
You couldn't get me onto a plane with a crowbar.
Well, you know, here I am three Mondays from now, I'll be on an airplane.
So
two airplanes.
Oh, Monday?
On a Monday. 3 Mondays from now.
Oh, 3 Mondays. Okay. I don't have to get upset about that for a little while then. That's good to know. And that's why I'm glad my daughter's drive away in New Orleans. Yeah. At 8:16, that was brought to you by Penninger and Concrete Technologies. They only know one standard. and that's excellence at Penny Earn. And you can see the receipts. The proof is in the Facebook page, so to speak, with videos and photos of an incredible array. Their skill set goes from rebuilding stadiums to front porches and everything that can be used with concrete in between, including concrete landscaping, which is a phenomenal art. And they have it all at Penny Earn because they don't compromise on quality of materials used, reinforcing the project that's about to be done. And for ideas, for feedback, Tom Latham, there's just nobody better. 284-9292 for a free estimate from Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. And by all means, look at their Facebook page and see what an incredible outcomes they produce day after day after day.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
8 days away from spring. It's the 11th of March, and we got really chilly this morning. And in fact, that's why there was a frost advisory in effect, and there'll be another one tonight. We actually bottomed out at 36, and I'm seeing some people on my Facebook weather page posting pictures of some white roofs. So there was a little bit of frost out there this morning. Alexander City got to freezing. Anyway, the frost advisory again tonight, but sunny and a few clouds today. Cool for March, high 65. Tonight we're going down to at least 37 again, but some towns will sneak a little bit lower. Mostly sunny, warmer tomorrow. The warming trend begins with a high of 72 tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday, more sun. Risk of showers and storms begins late Thursday night. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Friday, Saturday, into Sunday. What does that remind you of? Last Friday, right? With all that drenching rainfall, my gosh. 3 to 5 inches, and we could see some significant totals again this Friday. Right now this morning, 44. We've warmed up just a tad at 8:17.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Do you know what today is?
Today is National Promposal Day.
Oh my God, are you asking me to the prom?
It's that time of year again where teens pull out all the stops to pop the question, will you go to prom with me?
This is a surprise promposal.
So who are you going to prom?
National Promposal Day.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
So I know my boyfriend is asking me to prom.
It's National Promposal Day.
Okay. It's showtime, baby.
8:19, I got an idea.
Would you go to your prom?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was in charge of the prom because I was class president.
We had ours at a fancy downtown Chicago hotel.
Ah, nice.
We had the prom. Bunch of us went on a Chicago riverboat cruise.
We did.
The Wendella cruise. That was a big prom thing in Chicago.
We did the post-prom party where we had a pool at the YMCA. And
Then the next day, for reasons I still don't understand, we went, and it was a long drive to Indiana to a place called Schaefer Lake.
Yeah?
Wow.
Which is just sort of an inland beach with...
You made a whole weekend of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And here's an idea, and I don't know, you guys know I've told this story, so it should be known. This is something that our real hardcore audience should be able to answer.
Okay.
And since it won 7 awards, and probably should have had a couple of more, who has Robert Oppenheimer's job today?
It's
been discussed.
I don't. You want to make that a contest?
Rich does not sound confident.
I have confidence where you don't, son. No, it's somebody that's listened to the show and paid attention should know.
Okay. All right.
But who has his gig these days? I'll give you a hint. She's the first woman in the history of all of these projects to be able to.
Oh, God, yes, of course.
Let's see if this caller knows.
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. This is Paul. Paul B. And Greg, it's your sister.
That's of course.
And Greg,
did you see the 60 Minutes expose on Greg's sister? They did it.
Absolutely, I did. It was really very intriguing.
Yeah, I just think
she deserves the Nobel Prize.
She and the team, because they could change the entire energy future of America with what they're working on there. But yeah, she now not only runs Lawrence Livermore, but all other 12 West Coast laboratories, including Los Alamos, where Robert J. Oppenheimer worked. Paul, I really appreciate you paying such close attention, buddy. And we have other callers, too, but you were the first, so you win. I sent somebody... here's the funny bit. I sent somebody a link to her page that lists all of her incredible achievements.
Yeah.
Because she is one of the smartest people in the country, period.
Yeah.
And my friend did not understand that my name has always been pronounced Budel.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But when we were kids, it was spelled Budil, which was shortened from some Bohemian thing. I don't know exactly what. So they were kind of surprised that my name hasn't always been spelled Budel. Then I found out that even that's not correct, that I should have an umlaut over the U.
On top of is that what that's called?
Yeah, an umlaut over the U.
Is that the double dot thing?
So now I'm wondering, that's a legal thing. I don't know if I could, if Branch Close, if that's something that's in his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should go for the umlaut. That could be my theme for the rest of this year. Go for the umlaut.
I thought that was a song by Hanson.
Kim, though, my sister's name is Kimberly, she decided to keep the original family spelling.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not even the original. The original was something that was multi... Like a lot of people in Chicago, their names were circumcised from something much longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she kept it. But anyway, it's just amazing. I mean, we all knew... She was destined for great things. And the reason she kept raising the bar, I remember there was a big, my grandmother was an old school kraut, okay?
Yeah.
Women had babies and raised families. That was it. And we were, it was Thanksgiving one year, and Kimmy says, I think you want to be a lawyer. She was like a freshman in high school. And my grandmother went like, you shouldn't do this and blah, blah, blah. And Kimmy got all upset. She blew past all of that stuff.
Huh.
She could have done this.
What
she had a great sense of humor.
What's the age difference between the two of you?
13 years. And we all four of us were pretty good at something. I mean, I think I'm okay to say after all these years that I'm okay at this, right?
No.
How about decent?
No.
Marginal?
No.
All right. I'm not going any lower than that because I don't want to have my feelings hurt this early in the morning.
At 6 o'clock, he wouldn't have done that for you.
But and the cool thing was we were also excited to have a kid sister, and we were able to help Mom. It's funny. Kimmy has the skill sets of all of us. She took math courses that I didn't know existed.
Gosh.
And my favorite Kim story is her genius was evident early on. She aced every course in school, every semester into high school. Yeah. And when she was 15, they found a small tumor on her left thigh bone, and they wanted to take it out. It was benign, but it was cancer.
Yeah.
So they took it out, and she had a recuperation period.
Mm-hmm.
The gym teacher gave her her first B.
I bet she was distraught.
Kimmy came home with that. My mother grabbed the course book, got in the car, drove to the school, walked past every single gatekeeper to Cornelius J. Ryan's desk, and said, you're changing this.
Yeah.
You're changing this. She didn't get a B because she goofed off or didn't try. She's got cancer, a-hole. Fix it. And he did. And that was the only time. Usually he was like... Let's see if we can't rewrite the Rosetta Stone. That's how difficult it was to change a grade once it was out in school.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to mess with my mother when she was... No, worse. Yeah. By the way, 2:30, or rather 3:30 on Wednesday, Mike Minson from Adams Drug is going to be joining the show. It's a segment we hope you listen to because there's legislation pending that could turn the medical business upside down, as if Jay's situation wasn't, you know, crazy enough. And he wants to make you aware of it. So this is something that could affect most of you who listen. And that'll be 3:35 on Wednesday afternoon on News Talk 93.1 up during happy hour. And, of course, Adams Drugs is the company that we hope you will choose. Stay local. They don't just abruptly go out of business, man. And they will provide you with a level of customer service that you truly deserve for you and your family. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. We have, I think I'm going to go ahead and move traffic up one notch. Sound like Casey Kasem. One notch up the charts. There's a Sirius channel, by the way, that plays all of his American Top 40s.
Yeah, well, sure. They're out every weekend. Mm-hmm.
And it's just so weird because we know he's no longer with us. In fact, I'm not even sure they buried him yet.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
How the did it get to the 827 already?
Authorities continuing to work an accident at 1500 East Boulevard in front of the McDonald's there. Some injuries were involved in that one. Please use caution there. Very busy everywhere. That's the word for everything else going on around Montgomery right now. The boulevards, I-65, 85, 231 out of Wetumpka. Everything busy, but only the one accident really causing some problems at the moment. We do have a couple other minor accidents. They're off in parking lots, not really causing a problem. We will keep you updated if anything else happens. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
A video out of Mobile is causing an uproar on social media. Libs of TikTok is the social media account that posted the video. The video shows a man dressed as a woman dancing provocatively within feet of young children. One child even held up money for the dancer. The Oyster City Brewing Company did confirm that they are the restaurant where the drag show occurred and told 1819 News reporter Erica Thomas that they do it once a month on Sundays as part of their family-friendly drag brunch. House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen offered a bill last year in the state legislative session that would have banned such sexualized performances from being done in front of minors. Stadhagen says he will now be reintroducing that bill this year. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Additional charges have been issued against a North Alabama man who is accused of murdering a harvest man. Kyle Luter is now being charged with sexual torture of that murder victim. The victim is identified as Derek Wells. Both men knew each other. Luter is currently being held without bond in the Madison County Jail. An explosion at a home in Adger has put two people in the hospital. The explosion is believed to be gas-related, according to WVTM News. The victims are a man and his grandson. Both suffered significant burn injuries. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. veterans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour. Only you know and I know. With special guests, The Outlaws. Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guest, The Outlaws. Live in concert. Get your tickets now.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. My boyfriend told me he wanted to have sex Saturday night at 1:59 a.m. just so he could brag that he lasted an hour and 2 minutes. Oh, boy.
Yeah. 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Can I brag on something real quick?
Sure.
We did 2 weeks of run-ups to the Oscars and recommending different pictures with Miss Murray, the movie maven, on the afternoon show. And she did her picks for the top five categories on Friday and went 5 for 5, which is impressive. But check this out, because I said, she's got a cinema background, and I said, in the other categories that most people don't know much about, any predictions you want to make there? Summer really kind of kept Hollywood afloat, you know? Now, you have a background in cinema, so I'd like to know if you looked at some of the other categories and have some predictions in those. We call them the secondary categories, but if you're nominated, you want to win that damn Oscar, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, anything you'd like to look for there?
The only two that really stood out to me that I had an opinion on, I think for Best Original Screenplay, I really liked Anatomy of a Fall. I think it was really well written. It kept you guessing. It was hard to know exactly what was going to happen next, and that's a real winner in the movie book for me.
You know, looking at that list, I have to agree. And it is, and you know, a couple of movies this year had endings that left us wondering at the end. That was one of them. What other categories would you like to discuss?
Sound.
Okay.
And I would never really have an opinion on sound before this year, but I think The Zone of Interest really made it. Wouldn't have been as powerful as the movie without the way that they did the sound.
How about that? 7 for 7. So if you're going to put an expert on, people that know what they're talking about. Mm. We should award somebody like that, like a Seafood Bistro gift card or something special for that kind of outcome. So, Jay, why don't you talk about their menu?
I would love to do that. Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. They do that Monday through Saturday. They open at 11, closed on Sundays, but they got some great seafood for you to pick from there. If you win one of those certificates, you pick anything on the menu, some of it twice, if you would like to do that as well, or more, depending on what you get. The Hush Puppies are like $3 for 10. So, I mean, you could walk away with a lot of Hush Puppies from the Seafood Bistro if you want to do that, or their red beans and rice, that seafood gumbo. All this stuff made fresh. This is not something that they pull out of a freezer and let it defrost, and then they're like, all right, let's heat it up and serve it. No. They cook it. They make it. It is all freshly made there at the Seafood Bistro at the restaurant. They get there early enough to get that stuff going. The tacos, the Seafood Bistro tacos, the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, the shrimp and grits, as well as the Seafood Monica pasta. Those are their house specialties. You can also get the platter, whether it be the calamari, the crab claws, the catfish, which you can also get the gator, or maybe the popcorn shrimp, the salmon, the tilapia, all available for you. And don't forget those po' boys as well. And they've got great salads there, too. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they are located. Online, you can find them at theseafoodbistro.com. Just Google them. You'll go there. And they've also got, they're in the delivery apps on your phone. So you can get it delivered for lunch or for dinner. You can use their website to put that order in if you want to. And give them a call, 279-7500, when they open up today at 11. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
I didn't watch all of the awards last night, but I did watch enough. And I can't tell you how many times a presenter came up. Zendaya was one I remember. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, somebody give them a sandwich. These people look like they're starving.
Yeah.
I guess the real thin, the twiggy look, as it used to be known 100 years ago, yeah, is back. How are they? By the way, there's a documentary coming out on this very topic starring the Oprah Monster.
Winfrey lost 40 pounds again, and now you can lose 40 pounds, and you can lose 40 pounds. Everyone's losing 40 pounds with Oprah Zempic. Simply follow Oprah's exclusive weight loss method and have all your meals planned by a team of dietitians and prepared by three private chefs, just like Oprah. But make sure you have hours of free time to exercise, because Oprah Zempic works best with a sprawling home gym, indoor pool, and live-in personal trainer. Oprah Zempic, the healthiest, most expensive, time-consuming way to lose weight.
Oh, ho, ho, Oprah Zempic.
Since we're talking California, you know, there's something, and I hope this becomes a trend. Lawmakers, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a lawmaker, so I gotta make laws. And right now, I think we have way too many laws. So, why not start a trend where you start removing unnecessary laws or consolidating and making life a little bit easier? But in California, they're never going to do that. You know what the next law they want to pass there is? They want to ban decaf coffee.
Why? Why decaf?
Well,
what's the deal?
A manufacturer used something called methylene chloride to remove caffeine from the coffee beans. It's a chemical that's also used in paint stripper, which has been labeled a probable carcinogen. Everything's a probable carcinogen. If you stuff a rat with 40 pounds of Land O'Lakes butter, it's going to get something. It's so stupid. Anyway, coffee manufacturers argue that the chemical is completely washed out of the beans after treatment. And, you know, they always say, wash your beans before you consume them. Any remnants would be burned off when the beans are heated to 400 degrees when they're roasted for brewing purposes. So, as California has no other problems that deserve the attention of their lawmakers, it's insane. If you want real insights on life in California, join us Thursdays in the afternoon at 3:30 when Mark Robert is on with us.
I hadn't heard about the decaf thing.
Because you can't keep up with all the crap that comes sliding down the side of that state. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
8:39.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
I've learned where to breathe. Montgomery officially bottomed out at 36 this morning. So, yeah, and Alexander City was a cold spot at 32. We have another frost advisory in effect for tonight, so Alabama growers beware. And by the way, I'm looking 16 days down the road on the GFS, and I see some other mornings later in the month that look very interesting as far as dipping way into the 30s. So we'll see how that all pans out. Meanwhile, look for a sun and cloud mix today. There's been a good bit of sunshine this morning. Cool for March with a high today 65. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight with that frost advisory, low 37. And then mostly sunny. The warming trend begins tomorrow with a high around 72, mid-70s on Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday. More sun, risk of showers and thunderstorms could begin as early as late Thursday night, but then periods of rain, maybe locally heavy rain and thunderstorms on Friday again. I know we did that last Friday, right? And then Saturday and Sunday, the front stalls right over us and the chance of rain continues. Right now this morning, we're at 44 as we recover a little bit now at 840.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, we'll hit the traffic dungeon here in a second. Let's take a look at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. John Ingram is the GM over there, and first of all, Ingram has always been noted for reselling vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted. Their commitment to not reselling somebody else's trouble is second to none. But John decided to up that ante by putting cars through an 84-point inspection by certified technicians to assure that the engine still meets, and that's always the primary concern. You can tell, you know, the eye test on a car body and so forth is relatively easy, especially when you have the Carfax vehicle history report they provide you with at Jack Ingram Select. You know this car has not been in any significant accidents. Cosmetic at the worst. Otherwise, they don't want the car on the floor. So after that, and having vetted the engine, they're able to offer Nissan Certified Warranties Select Program. And that's good on Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports. All get that factory warranty. And taking it to the next level, it's inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. And that includes 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period or rental car reimbursement for that same period of time. So when you're looking at the vehicles, and right now it's a 2018 Acura TLX, only 54,000 miles. It's passed all of these inspections I've discussed, and it's under $20,000. It's an excellent sedan. With 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. So you can look at the vehicles and decide whether it's right for your personal interest, new driver in the family, or your business. That's Jack Ingram Select Used Cars on the Boulevard. Start shopping at jackingramselect.com. Our Morning Brew nominees are coming up next.
Still very busy all over Montgomery, but traffic is light to mostly moderate. I-65 and 85, still a good bit coming out of Wetumpka on 231. 31 out of Prattville, light to moderate. Troy Highway, Highway 331, light to moderate. And we had an accident on East Boulevard right near the McDonald's. That's 1500 block. Please use caution there. No major problems anywhere right at the moment, but if you'll keep it here, we will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side, count out loud, you may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3. Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over, brought to you by Adecolets.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired, yeah, I'm tired.
dumb things, for and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce Cat Baby!
Dunce Cat, cause you failed math. Dunce Cat, cause you can't pass. Dunce Cat, and we know why. Cause you can't pass without AI.
8:46, it's time for today's Morning Brew nominees on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have a celebrity nominee today.
Okay.
I mean, we mocked Joe Biden for doing this for years, where he was at some kind of an event and asked a wheelchair-bound person to stand up and be acknowledged.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know who you're talking about here.
Which was brilliantly reenacted in one of the Leslie Nielsen movies. Anyway, Madonna now has joined Joe in that exclusive nitwittery.
Stand up.
Yeah, because we should all rise for Madonna. I mean, out of a seat.
That's...
Yeah. In your former state of Ohio, okay. Rich Thomas, two women have been arrested after, speaking of rising, they propped up a dead guy in their car, went to the bank and withdrew $900 from his account and then dumped his body at a hospital. They weren't relatives, but they lived with the man. Apparently, they found him dead, grabbed his cards. Isn't this nice?
It's like Weekend with Bernie.
Exactly what it was. Yeah. Exactly what it was called by the police in Columbus, Ohio. The cops caught him, questioned them, and then arrested them. They both have rap sheets that include theft and drug offenses. They told police they found the man dead inside the home earlier that day. But they're just to be sure that that's not a lie. They're running an autopsy to see if something else might not have happened. And then finally, Scotland. We're going all the way to Scotland for this one. The authorities had to destroy a man's bathtub because he was trying to row it to Scotland.
In his bathtub?
Yes.
Rowing.
Yeah. A radio host in the UK was talking about the 200th anniversary of the Royal Navy Lifeboat Institution, kind of like our Coast Guard. Anyway, someone talked about a guy in southwest England who was attempting to row his bathtub to Scotland. And he always had his dog with him. A dog named Scraps.
All right, Casey.
Yeah, they get about a half mile out to sea. And then the very organization, the Royal Navy Lifeboat Institution, had to go out and rescue him. And after that happened several times, they got him out of the tub and then destroyed it so he couldn't do it again.
You know, all of these are potential candidates. I mean, Madonna asking the lady in the wheelchair to stand up. The people with the dead guy. Going to the bank. But rowing to Scotland in your bathtub with your dog.
Yeah.
That could be the one.
Just the idea. First of all, bathtubs, many are just heavier than a boat.
I know, right?
You know, a regular rowboat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's our worthy winner right there.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
And maybe if we have time this afternoon, we'll talk about a German man in Germany.
Germany?
Germany. Who got the COVID vaccine 217 times.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. So there's never a shortage. At some point, I just got to get to Brian Jewelry because Janelle's ring is ready. Her birthday is tomorrow.
I know, right?
It's Goose's birthday tomorrow.
Superstorm anniversary day.
Yeah, big day. Brian Jewelry is Janelle's favorite jewelry store. Yes, they had tons of them in Miami, and they've got them in New Orleans, but she's always been kind of smitten with their selection. It's extensive, and you can browse it online. In fact, you can even start a wish list there. But what you'll really love, in addition to the choices, the competitive pricing that they offer as well, including the ability to finance or put something on layaway. But bigger than that, Lynn Bryan and her team are great at helping you find just the right item for somebody you're shopping for. You're just not sure what might work for them. Now, the ring that I brought to Bryan Jewelry week before last, it was a Bryan Jewelry ring, and the setting, it kind of, you know, Janelle uses her hands. It works. She's a graphic designer, and the setting got a little bit damaged. So as one of her birthday gifts, they're going to recondition In fact, they've done it already. They've reconditioned the ring, and they put a beautiful opal setting in it, and she is very anxious to get that back. So I've got to find a way to get there today and then get that ring overnighted to Florida, where Goose is visiting mom and dad, a stepdad. Dad's here.
Oh, so she's in Florida.
Yeah, first time in almost a year. It's kind of strange. Brian Joby can create a custom piece for you, too. They're up for all of it. Three generations, Lynn Bryant leading the current team of creative people who are absolutely the best. Oh, by the way, if you visit them online at BrianJewelry.com, sign up for their club. You'll save $100 on the first purchase worth $200 or more. That's at BrianJewelry.com, and visit their beautiful store at 1778 East Main. Skipper, this is the last one.
Well, currently traffic is light to moderate all over the area. We're not really seeing any problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will let you know if any problems happen, but right now things looking really good all over the area. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman said get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. It's later than you think. Or is it?
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. We lost an hour yesterday. Four if you also watch the Oscars. Yes, the 96th annual Oscars aired last night. Oppenheimer won seven Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel also paid tribute to it by bombing. Billie Eilish got a standing ovation after her performance. Not because of the song, because she actually smiled. Al Pacino presented Best Picture to Oppenheimer. Sort of.
I have to go to the envelope for that. Here it comes. And Maria is the Oppenheimer.
And after last night, Los Angeles is completely out of Ozempic. This is not headline news.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
By the way, it's not weird, but on Fox Business, grocery prices up 25% since 2019.
Wow.
We've slowed inflation.
That is very significant.
That's huge. It is. I went to buy, because I know nothing but Hellman's for you, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I had it at the house. And I don't use a lot of mayonnaise, so I went for the thrifty, put it in the refrigerator self size.
Uh-huh.
And it was $5.
Yeah, sure.
That's cost plus 10%.
Yep.
But our weirdness at the moment comes from guess what state?
Let's say Florida.
It's the state of Florida, right? A missing Florida woman was found after almost 72 hours trapped inside of a shipping container.
Wow.
How does that happen? Somebody heard banging on the container and let her out. This is the trapped woman, Marlene Lopez, and the owner of the shipping business, Tyler Sonnenberg. Let's see if we can solve the mystery.
So what happened?
I don't know. I was in one place and I found another.
We found a lady in a container of ours. Heard her knocking and then she come out. Yep. She's been missing for 3 days, so something else is going on. There's something more to the story.
We don't know much beyond that.
That's strange.
It's awfully hard
and
to get.
And she doesn't know. She can't.
Do you remember LoJack?
Yeah.
So LoJack does this big promotion with us. This is in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you found your stolen car.
Right.
And they sold a ton of those. They wanted to do a live demonstration on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So they put it in one of our vehicles and then they tasked one of their people to find it.
Yeah.
They couldn't find it. And the only reason I thought of that is because the car was down by the shipping containers at the Port of Miami.
Yeah.
Where a lot of stolen cars happen to end up. I just thought that
That backfired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to show you how our product works.
By doing a live on-air demonstration.
Yeah.
An hour and a half goes by.
Couldn't find
How's it.
How's
it going, guys? You closing in on that signal yet? Oh, man. And one other item here. A paper out by the National Bureau of Economic Research shows that people from low-income backgrounds are more successful in growing their wealth when they spend time around wealthier people. The secret to meeting a rich friend, hanging around Applebee's. That's what it says. Researchers from MIT found that public spaces like libraries and parks can foster some cross-class interactions, but they're not as good as Olive Garden, Applebee's, or Outback Steakhouse.
Interesting.
The most socioeconomically diverse places in America are affordable chain restaurants because they have the largest positive impact on cross-class encounters through both scale and diversity of visitors.
I can't remember the last time I was in an Applebee's.
And you know
what? I've got one really near me, too.
Yeah, I haven't been in
one. I know, and I was the last time I was there was for a veterans fundraiser pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. And that was over 10 years ago. But there's nothing wrong. We should do this. We should come out there.
Go to Applebee's?
We'll have an Applebee's
right.
Day. Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, it's really only 8 o'clock, and we would love to stay for one more hour.
That's what the clock says over there.
Yeah, that one over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a reminder of what time it really is.
It'll be fixed in 3 weeks.
God, the one that came out of the wall upstairs, man, had all these prickly things that kept it stuck.
Oh, yeah, I remember
to the
that.
Sound insulation.
Yeah, and the cave upstairs.
So when you took it off, all of a sudden you've got ventilated fingers with little rivulets of blood dripping down them. Of course, I'm sure they're ready to go. 9 o'clock or not, time change or not, and that's the great team at Alabama Unfiltered. And Joey is back.
Yes!
Joey at noon, and I will see you at 3 after Joey. Happy time change, everybody.